Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, laughter, hair color, Tom's house, and Freddie. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Coming soon to a sweet tooth near you.
All right, kids, line up and make sure to keep your hands to yourself.
A mysterious Milky Way world comes to life.
Look, it's a tree full of bonbons. Please pick one for me.
Yeah, I said don't touch it, period. This candy's all mine. It ain't for no children.
It's Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my. What's that, Sir Charles? How tall is it?
Oh, that's the world's only dark chocolate 7-foot stripper pole. I call it the Minute Bowl. Now, let's see if we can find some holes and talk some of this funny money.
Leonard Maltin says, this is no pussy walk through Wonka. Charles Barkley takes the cake. Roger Ebert says, this film melts in your heart and in your hands.
Oh, how cute. Look at those little munchkins working over there.
Oh, those ain't no munchkins. Those are my Hoopa Loompas. John Stockton, Muggsy Bogues, Scott Skiles, and Spud Webb. You know, all the little dudes in the league. They're working hard to make sure you have the time of your life.
But please, why can't I sample all this glorious candy? I have the golden ticket.
Oh, you say you want some candy. Well, you got to bring a cup of dish first. This world already got too many chubby kids. And that golden ticket is just fancy rolling papers. I'd trade you some fudge for some weed, but not pound for pound.
Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory.
But I just wanted one little bonbon.
Look here, girl. Why you crying? I ain't never worn a ring. You don't see my ass shedding tears. Now get a hold of yourself. Hey, whoever put the tinfoil on these Hershey Kisses gonna get an ass whooping. That's the same reason why I hate peeling these shrimp. Too much of it.
Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory. It's the movie you crave.
Hey, kid, careful. Don't get too close to the edge.
Oh, my God. My child just fell in the chocolate river. What could be worse?
I'll tell you what's worse. That ain't chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate River? Man, that's Wonka's deal. We just been having some plumbing problems.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And the quarantine continues. If you're watching on the cameras, you'll notice that this room is down to four people.
Yes.
And we've got Christy behind the glass. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Tom.
You look so nice today. Is it the new lighting that you decided to get all dressed up?
Yeah, because the camera's too damn close. And I have a new shirt.
I was going to ask. I thought that was a new
that
shirt.
That looks really nice.
It's a very springy shirt.
It is.
Oh, that's your Good and Plenty shirt. I like that one.
Yeah, kind of.
Pink and black? Yeah.
Well, it's lilac and
one
black.
One of the worst candies ever, Good and Plenty. You'd have to separate it
in the movie theater. Good and Plenty's okay.
You like Good and Plenty.
No, I said if you like liquor.
I call it bad and too much.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Do they even make that anymore? I haven't seen it in a while.
Heck yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's see now. That's Josh. There's Chick McGee. Christy Lee, we have renamed her room the Navy Federal Credit Union News Room.
Yes.
Because she's behind the glass. Also behind the glass, currently having some kind of argument with somebody.
No.
It's Pat Godwin.
Oh, look, you got a new microphone.
Yeah, now we're working on getting him a lamp in there.
Sun lamp?
You know, Christy, at least... Without too much trouble, I mean, I have to do this, and I can see you.
Right.
But no one can see Pat.
I can kind of see him.
I can see him because there is a.
So Pat is in one of these so-called isolation booths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we try to continue to keep him separated, as the great
keep
song
him separated.
Goes. Our engineer is Ace Cosby. He remains in the room with us, breathing our air. It's okay, Ace. You're at least 12 feet from me, so I feel comfortable.
So, therefore.
As long as you're okay.
How about the Hollies, exactly. The air that I breathe? Oh, what a great song that is.
Oh, man, it sounds like you got balls caught in a vice. It's way high, man.
Yeah, not much of an analogy, really.
All I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. What do you mean?
It's a great song.
It's a romantic song.
After about 6 weeks, he's going to be really thin from a lack of food and water.
Be romantic.
They don't have time to outline
love is his sustenance,
water.
Tom.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, sure, he's going to pass away, but
it's going to be a horrible death, okay. Sure. But
it's like people who say laughter is the best medicine. Well, you never heard of penicillin?
Yeah. Let's see you laugh that appendicitis attack away. Huh? How about that?
Now, Pat, what do you have over there instrumentally? Do you have a keyboard?
I have just a guitar. Yeah.
Okay, can you do the let's read the male guitar version?
Do you, have a little, do you hear me at all?
Oh, that sounds really good.
Great.
Whoa, wow. Sounds great.
What? He's going to do this on guitar? And then try
I like
the mail?
It. I'm all for this. Let's
What's
see
how in the email on Tom's desk?
Yeah. Sounds really good.
Hard pass.
The guitar does,
hard
yeah.
Pass, hard pass. The guitar.
I thought that was a nice vocal.
No, his singing's good. To me, it's muffled.
It sounds better with the... But the keyboard.
Can you give him a little more gain on the microphone, Ace?
Nope.
Try it again, Pat.
Ace runs him right on the line, right straight across. He can't turn it up, he can't turn it down.
Dragging the line.
What's in the email on Tom's desk?
Oh,
that's
I know
lovely,
what it is.
Pat. That is lovely.
Right, Pat, with that mic, as I was watching you do your Vegas thing where you move your mouth over to the side, you can't.
Well, here's what's going on. The guitar is in the way of the desk and the mic is... way over here.
This is such a mess.
Just stop moving your head, okay?
Exactly
sing it,
the way I
sing it without
this.
Moving
I am
your head.
Coming in there, I'm going to kiss you. I swear to God. Form the lips. I'm going to sneeze first.
Okay, try it again. Seriously, just don't move your head.
Oh, my gosh.
What's in the email on Tom's desk? I'm not moving my head.
That was much better, wasn't it?
I think it was pretty much the same as the last
one.
Yeah, I'm just pointing straight ahead where I can't see.
That's all right. That's a very directional microphone, Chris. You should know that being a
former. We're all doing the best.
Oh, look what's on my desk.
What? Mail.
Stacks o' mail.
Oh, I thought so.
There's more set up.
Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com, if you please. From Oregon. Don't forget where your food comes, folks. It comes from the great farmers and ranchers working out there. Thank you, Adam.
Yes, thank you.
You certainly believe that.
Madam, I'm Adam.
We always appreciate it.
Truck stops. Hey, here's a favor that Glenn, the trucker, would like. You can get your gas anywhere, automobiles. Trucks can only get it at the truck stop, so give us a break so we can get in there. Good point.
Yeah.
Because remember, everything that you get is coming to you by truck right now. And
face a free country. I'll go truck stop if I'm in a sedan if I want to.
I would have to break my habits. I always stop at truck stops.
Yes!
Because they have that Max Pro Cherry Sandy hand soap.
Lava.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have not seen
Plus
you
Plus, they have brushes and combs with your name on them.
Oh, yeah. You'd love
Wait
this
Wait a minute.
Did you see how
what?
Turned on he was when he was talking about washing his hands with that
You'd
stuff?
Love it. You'd love it. It's like getting a manicure almost.
Wow.
It's just
like
so gritty. And yeah,
they call it a manicure and a jug.
Oh, and this leads to today's question about the frivolous things in life. And I'll direct this at you, Christy, because
I know exactly what you're going to tell me.
Go ahead. What was
about nails?
Say? Yes.
Yeah.
All right, now, and I know that you mentioned something.
Are we going to have to file our nails and clip them when we're washing our hands now?
Yes, apparently that long nails carry germs.
I read the CDC said you're supposed to chew your nails as much as possible.
Hey, if you want to stop chewing your nails, get braces.
Could we get a some kind of a music I can play when he says something that he means the opposite of, just so I don't get the mail? Dear dumbasses. Now, they are saying shave your beards off.
I know. I'm willing to do it.
I'm not.
In fact, didn't you suggest that maybe somebody was going to come in and...
We can't have anybody in here anymore. In fact, we're barely allowed in here.
I'll shave you.
I had to negotiate all day yesterday.
Yeah, Christy's already here.
I can shave you.
Give her a straight razor.
Wait a minute. You got a 6-foot-long straight razor? You can't get
close to him. Oh, that's right. I can't get close to him.
We could put a mask on her.
You're going to have to shave yourself.
Well, that's no fun.
I have a joke here, but I'm not going to say it.
That's helpful.
So, but Christy, you said something really funny, or I think it was you, about
hair dye.
Everyone's going to know what color.
Everybody here,
ladies,
and
gentlemen.
3 weeks, we're going to know everyone's true hair color. And now there's do-it-yourself videos all over social media on how to cover your roots to get through this.
Good luck with that.
I know.
You're going to see some women that look like they've got a beaver pelt over the top of their head.
I know.
And men, by the way, there's lots of guys that do it too.
The 1%er problem about the nails thing, though, that's kind of real. I don't want to go into anything because you don't want to get near me anyway, but I've got that problem.
Let me ask you this, since there are guys listening, maybe Quentin Tarantino's listening.
Yes.
Do you get your toes done professionally?
Yes.
Now, I assume all those salons are closed?
Yes. And I get my nails done professionally as well.
Now, Josh, do you get the pedicure?
I do. I love them.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be a dick when I ask you this. Do you have easy access to your toes if you have to cut them yourself?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I know what you mean. But yeah, no, I have no,
he can't reach his toes.
Are you insinuating his belly's so big he can't reach his feet?
No, it's not bad. I go into the...
You are such a dick.
I mean, there's a series of levers and pulleys, but still...
Oh, Lord,
and
Lord,
so I sort of look... I'm in like that thing that Tom Cruise was in Mission Impossible with a lot of cables. And sort of, but yeah, no, it's all... It all works out.
It's quite the process, but
I just couldn't resist.
No, I had a doctor remove 3 of my vertebrae so I could do it.
No, Pat Godwin,
yes.
It's no secret that your hair is...
Getting an
assist from nature or unnature. Do you have you stocked up on the hair dye?
No need.
Wouldn't that be funny if you walked in the grocery store and there's no toilet paper and no just for men?
Choices,
just
choices.
For men. Is that the one for your beard or for your head?
That's for everything. Yeah, it's for everything.
Oh, it is for both.
Yes.
Okay.
5-minute process.
Well, a lot of women are doing that. They're buying, you know, the home hair dye and
they're going to find out how great their salon people are.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
like, we're going to see some really bad hair.
There's going to be a rush to the salon.
If that's the worst thing you get. And that's the other thing about when this is over. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I don't care what the first major concert is. It could be the worst band in the world. Freddie and the Dreamers live. Freddie the Dreamers live at Yankee Stadium. I think everything is going to be so crowded. The worst sporting teams will pack the house.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be so excited. But we got to wait a while. So we're going to tough it out. Do we have any good Freddie and the Dreamers coming up today on the show?
No, none. Not at all.
Is there any good?
What?
Freddie and the Dreamers?
I'm telling you now.
Wait a minute. What was the question? Do we have any good Freddie and the Dreamers?
That was the question.
We've already had some great
That's up to you.
Some great Bob Dylan news. Bob Dylan has an interesting new song out about the Kennedy assassination. Not exactly timely.
No,
but
not at
whatever.
All.
Whatever. Anytime you get some interesting music from Bob Dylan, it's always good. Well, maybe we'll hear an excerpt of that coming up today. But right now, we have to settle for a little bit of about to sell out Yankee Stadium. By the way, Freddie's no longer alive, so they've got some guy from the Philippines who sings just like him.
Oh.
Ugh. Josh, I'll have you know this is one of the first songs I learned to play on guitar.
I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like, though.
So, why can't you just tell us that instead of playing the song?
I'm telling you now.
Is this sweet?
I'm telling you right away. I'll be
I don't think that's the word you want.
A day. I'm in love with
awful
you now.
Sword.
And then, of course, it goes into
it's not sweet. It's awful.
Bridge. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, so we're doing okay. We're all here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 27th of March. The quarantine is up and running.
It is, yeah.
So far, so good.
Have you been going to your pantry and your refrigerator back and forth, going, there's nothing to eat yet? When it's full?
But
do you know what I mean?
I cleaned the garage out.
Like, I don't want to eat my food now because I've got it.
Do you want something? I have a very small kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And no one's really picked up on my rule that when I'm doing the dishes, I don't want anyone in the kitchen.
Right.
So, because I do the dishes every night, and it's just every time I turn, that, well, I have a system, and I can't put that there because you're standing there.
Right, right.
There's only four people in the house. It's amazing. You know, my house isn't big, but I mean, it's spread out. You'd think they could find anywhere else to go.
You know, I'm not arguing the fact that we've got it rough. We all know it. But can you imagine living with him?
No.
Can you imagine?
So, listen to this, guys. So, I cleaned out, I went through the garage, and I took my big... my tool rack.
Here we go.
The cabinet with all my tools, and I moved them so we can put spaghetti sauce and stuff in there. Because my kitchen, again, is very small, and I have virtually no pantry.
Oh, so you're stocking up?
So I'm trying to stock up a little bit. So now if you want something, hey, I need some spaghetti sauce. It's in the garage.
Didn't you used to have pantries, but you took them out to add shelves that you could see everything, and now you've taken those out? Isn't that what happened?
What are you, a lawyer? Yeah, that's what happened. But so what? Yeah, as you know, I maybe...
You're like the people on reality shows who cry, say, I don't know why this is happening to me, because you chose to do it.
Well, I like to have a lot of space and a lot of light in my kitchen.
Well, so you've got it now, and you've got nowhere to put anything.
But as you know, I was the kind of person, I would go to the grocery store every day.
Right. This is killing you.
Oh, I can't stand it. The grocery store was my safe space.
Yeah.
I like being there, my safe place.
And now you go to the grocery store, you have to come home and clean everything to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go.
Okay.
Oh, you don't? Yeah.
And we set up a table in the garage. I have a tiny garage also. So whenever you get anything, you have to let it sit there for 24 hours. You unload it, then just let it sit there. You can't touch it or bring it in the house.
I can't. You're going to end up being alone after all this.
At this point.
You're like a pig in slop, aren't you?
You're enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Are you finding this to be true, Christy? Are your daughters at your house?
Yes.
I mean, and you don't have a huge house either, but
no.
Just every once in a while you want to turn around and go, you know, there's more rooms in this house than this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, they only know two, the bathroom and the couch in the basement. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're the one who wants to expose yourself to your children all the time. They're the ones who want space.
Yeah. And I'm not joking. I think they put a picture of it up. I took my dogs out several times yesterday. And Winnie, just this dog who's about to go into heat, maybe that's what this is. Maybe a dog person can explain this to me.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Winnie will just sit about every 10 minutes and not move.
No, I told you, she's just not into it. My doctor told me that. The vet said, your dog's just mellow. He doesn't want to walk that far.
Well, yesterday...
wagon.
No, we had to have someone bring a golf cart over to get her back up.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, Leo will at least get up and walk after a while.
Is that the most uptown problem you've ever heard in your life? I was walking my English cream golden retriever.
And then my neighbor...
And they refused to walk.
My neighbor came by with a golf cart. What the hell?
Right.
Hey, you want to take this dog home?
Winded.
My neighbor came by with their golf cart, of course.
I couldn't get near them, but I kept my 10 feet away. I have a long leash. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back to sports. Anything good, or should we do more letters?
We're letting you do whatever show you want.
Today it's Tom's choice.
Today?
You go ahead and do whatever you want.
Well, today we're not putting up a fight.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
We're almost encouraging it.
Let's see. A big frigging thank you to Tom for giving me the earworm that's been in my head for the last 3 days.
Which one is it?
See, you're not helping, sir, because he interprets
sarcasm
as a compliment.
This is a different one. Remember what this is called, Josh?
I do. Tutti Flutti.
Tutti Flutti with Bert Camfort.
Right now at Strohsiders Drugs, you can save on
these are catchy. Beauty
aids.
By the way, then he ends the letter, keep up the train wreck. Longtime listener Jeremy in Florida.
A clear and beautiful criticism.
Well, Jeremy spoken.
I think people are enjoying the train wreck shows we're doing. In other words, keeping off topic. And do we need to hear anything more about the corona that we don't know?
Hockey equipment manufacturer Bauer has shifted from making visors for helmets to medical visors for those fighting the pandemic.
That's cool. The company did not close
its plants when hockey leagues put their seasons on hold. Instead, Bauer changed their production and a widget and a flange.
Sure.
And they got a different screw.
And we heard about the... We were talking to the Hotel Tango people that converted distilleries for making, what was it, vodka or whiskey into hand sanitizer, which is super cool.
Yeah.
You have to wonder what the least likely company will be to somehow join the fight.
Victoria. Elon Musk is doing the ventilators now. That's cool.
Didn't Kotex...
really? What are they
have
making?
Have they switched over?
Masks?
Mask, yeah. Fresh air mask?
Is that...
That'd be easy to do, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm just wondering what the least likely company will be.
Could you wear a tampon on your face?
No, not say? A tampon. You could wear a mask.
Josh, you've worn a tampon on your face. Don't you do that at parties all the time?
No,
tampons are the crammers, you guys. They're not the face masks.
Oh, pads. I'm thinking pads, yeah. You could cram both of them up your nose, right?
Well, you could do that.
What's the character you do at parties, Josh?
Sir Dude the Party Knight.
Sir Dude the Party Knight.
Well, actually, we're close to having him make another appearance, if you'd like to.
Yeah, well, technically, he doesn't make an appearance until Josh has had a full 12-pack of cans.
All right. So how does the outfit go?
Well, I would have a 12-pack at a party, and then when it was empty, I would take the cardboard and put it down over my head so that I was looking through the handle slits, and I became Sir Dude the Party Knight.
Yes.
Boy,
did you ever do this without wearing pants?
Wonderful.
No.
I bet the chicks dug that.
12-pack Josh and women. Not good bedfellows. Really?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay. What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.